I'm Matt Bush for WAMU 88.5 News. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is scheduled to give his second State of the State address to the General Assembly this afternoon in Annapolis. The Republican governor is expected to focus on the priorities he's laid out for this year's General Assembly session. Some of his priorities have attracted bipartisan support in the democratically controlled House and Senate, including taking congressional redistricting out of the hands of lawmakers and putting it into a nonpartisan commission. But many leading Democrats say what the governor will talk about is less important than how he talks about it. Hogan's first State of the State speech last year left many Democrats fuming, and it strained the relationship between both sides for the rest of the session. Senate President Mike Miller called it an angry speech best suited for the campaign trail. That's something Miller thinks is out of line with what the tone of a State of the State address should be.
You're the cheerleader for the people. You want to make them happy, and you want to tell them how you're going to do positive things and that everybody's going to benefit. And you tell them the truth. But, he won. He just wanted to tell people he won and things are going to be different. And he didn't say it in a very nice way.
But Miller says Democrats must work with Hogan, who holds very high approval ratings with voters as he begins his second year in office. A Gonzales poll released last month showed 67% of those surveyed approved of the job Hogan was doing. Neither of his immediate predecessors, Democrat Martin O'Malley or Republican Bob Ehrlich, ever notched such high approval ratings in a Gonzales poll when they were in office. I'm Matt Bush.